You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In the beginning, there was darkness. Then, out of the void, came fire, smoke, Roto. Fantasy excellence begins here.
This is your time.
The Roto Experts in the Morning starts now.
This is the Roto Experts in the Morning. Alongside the fantasy executive, Corey Parson, the king, Scott Angle, and Wall Street Matt Modica, I am Greg Sussman, and I just, today I feel that sigh of relief. It's just like, I'm through the big one, and now all I can do is react. There's nothing I can do. I have done everything I can. I've made my picks. I've made my bed, and it's all over now. Scotty, what's going on?
How you doing, Greg? Good to see you guys. Busy day yesterday. Check out my new article on rotoexperts.com about our brand new player cards. You shouldn't scout any guys you're targeting without them. New article on Seahawks.com about ADP values. So it's a busy writing day yesterday. And still seats available in the Beat Scott Angle draft at 2 o'clock this afternoon in the NFFC cut line.
There you go. Mr. Modica, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Last night kicked off the first high stakes league for me with Vlad Sedler. I think I got five more to go, but it's on. Game on.
You know, so for me, I had my big draft last night, and I'm really excited to talk about it because this is the draft with the average player, right? Like, I have some players that listen to this station, listen to me every single day, that contribute to this show, that give us ideas for this show, that cause you guys to fight for hours, right? Like, I have some guys like that. And then I have some guys that, hey, we're going to take Gronk in the second pick of the second round. We're going to bring up Todd Gurley into the first round. We had some guys that literally pulled up ESPN.com a half hour before and was like, all right, these are my rankings, and they are what they are. And that's what made it so fun. So, as Scott likes to say, you can predict as much as you want, you can research as much as you want. When you get in that draft room, you can't say with 100% certainty what is going to happen. And I didn't. And I'm going to tell you my draft a little bit more today because, in all honesty, I really think it's a fair and honest representation of what may be to come for your drafts going forward over this weekend. Decisions that you may have that I had in your standard, your best friend, your buddies, 12-team PPR, half-full PPR, whatever you want type of league. And that's kind of where I'm going to go, you know, because the news of the day yesterday, kind of boring. Nothing really excited to see here. I mean, we'll get into a little bit of Jarvis Landry at some point, and everything else is kind of just making fun of Johnny Manziel. But, you know, for the most part, we're here to help you for the next 3 hours, to get you set for your drafts. And as I said, on more of a personal note, that I sat there with the 10th pick, as you guys know, and I was left with a decision that I thought I was going to have. The first nine that I predicted went right off the board. So I'm at 10, and I had the decision I talked about on the BFF yesterday of Melvin Gordon versus Michael Thomas. And I wanted to get both of them, and I wanted to figure out how to do it. Well, I didn't get both of them, and I screwed up, and I froze, and I panicked, and it's a really fun story that I'm excited to tell you over the next 3 hours here on the Roto Experts in the Morning.
In 2016, Scott Angle predicted an impressive second season from Melvin Gordon. Jake Seeley recommended Jordan Howard. Bobby McMahon forecasted a Jay Ajayi breakthrough. George Kurtz saw a big year coming from Matt Ryan. And Joe Galina picked Rishard Matthews as one of his top sleepers. These predictions turned fantasy owners into champions, and the same crew returns this year with more savvy calls in the exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package at rotoexperts.com. Don't miss the calls that create winners. Register now and enter free radio at checkout for a special discount.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network, Roto Experts in the Morning. So as I said, we kind of left off sitting here at the 10th pick last night. And I have a decision that exactly what I expected to have yesterday, right? This Melvin Gordon versus Michael Thomas thing that we've discussed really so often on this show. We've discussed pretty regularly on the BFFs. And what the hell is going on? Someone wants to talk to you, King. Who is this person that is here?
I do not know.
Okay. Is that your intern, Sean? Is that your intern, Sean?
Yeah, yes, yes.
So you don't know the intern that you hired this year.
I couldn't see it from in here.
This is something. This is something. What is going on here?
This is creating a buildup because I'm so anxious to hear about this.
Okay.
I'll tell you who I would have taken. It's a half point, right? In the half point, I would have went Melvin Gordon.
You would have went Melvin Gordon. That's what my friends, what my BFF said, pretty confidently. You take Melvin Gordon and you kind of figure it out from there. I took Michael Thomas. Oh, this is...
Sorry.
I'm trying to run a radio show, and I took Michael Thomas.
Shit just got real.
It's incredible.
Ball head juice on that
one. You're... It's Michael Thomas I picked at the 10th overall pick. And in doing so, I was like, okay, maybe there's a chance that, because I know Shady's still on the board, but maybe there's a chance Melvin Gordon will fall to me. So the next guy at 11, he takes Todd Gurley. And I know the guy at 12 wants McCoy. I'm like, oh my God. Like, this is the scenario I was hoping for, right? So the guy at 12 takes LeSean McCoy. Now I'm in this draft with my buddies, and we have a time limit. You pass your time limit, it's like the NFL draft. You can jump right ahead. So the guy literally makes one pick at 12, takes LeSean McCoy, and his time runs out at 13, even though it's the same guy, right? Oh my God. All right, so time runs out at 13. At 14, the dude takes Gronk. And I scream Melvin Gordon, and right before the thing freaking pops up on the screen as Melvin Gordon goes. And I'm like, oh my God, now what the F do I do? So given my pre-draft research and talking, I knew the dude at 12 that picked Gordon and McCoy wanted Amari Cooper. And I'm like, all right, I'm sure if he wanted Amari Cooper super bad, I'm sure I can figure out a trade where I can get Melvin Gordon, I'll give him Amari Cooper, whatever, we'll swap picks here and there, and I'll just make it work. And this is what's going through my head at this point. And I'm talking, I was like, can we make a trade? He's like, yeah, and you think about it, I was like, well, I'm on the clock now. Like, I need to make it happen right now. He's like, I can't give you the answer right now. I was like, I'm really confident I can make something work. I'm going to draft Amari Cooper. And I did. So I started Michael Thomas, Amari Cooper. And then I'm just watching running back after running back fly off the board. And I'm talking to my friend, like, listen, what do I have to do to get Melvin Gordon? Swap him out. Like, what picks do we have to swap? Because it's very common in my league. The most common trade is just swap picks. God bless you.
Thank you.
To swap picks, like, here and there. And just jump around the board, right? So you were running swaps almost every round of random people. So I was picked two picks, obviously, ahead of the 12th spot. I was in the 10th spot. So I'm like, all right, I'll swap third rounders with you. And he's like, I need more. I'm like, all right, I'll swap third and seventh rounders with you. I need more. I'm like, tell me what you need to get this done. It's two picks. I don't care. Melvin Gordon and Michael Thomas is what I wanted the whole time. Make this work with me. Work with me here. He's like, I just want to see who goes the rest of the second round. Fine. No rush. We get to the top of the third. Picks are flying off the board. We can talk about who those were. But picks are flying off the board. And we get to the end. We get to the beginning of the third. I'm like, tell me what you want to make this happen, and I will do it, basically. Because I want to swap 3rd, 5th, and 13th. I'm like, I don't give a crap about the 13th. I was like, fine, you have a deal. And he's the only one out in the room. I was like, can I announce this? He goes, why don't I just wait till your pick? What's the deal? I'm like, come on. So then the board is working. The board is going. And Dalvin Cook just falls and falls and falls. Because you had Kareem Hunt go. You had Leonard Fournette go. You had Marshawn Lynch go, Christian McCaffrey, and I'm just watching Cook is the one running back that's just falling and falling. And now I'm trying to trade. Now I'm trying to trade up. Now I was like, because Dalvin Cook will make this entire situation for me all
go
okay.
Away, yeah.
Right? Because like, I'll have my RB1. I'll be very comfortable with Dalvin Cook at that spot, considering I started Cooper Thomas, and I'm trying to now trade up.
What round is this?
Third. I have the 10th pick in the third round.
Right.
So now I'm just trying to trade up. And there's some offers thrown out there, and I just didn't feel like I was getting enough, and I didn't pull the trigger, and we get to my pick, and I'm like, all right, I'm ready to make this deal. I'll get Melvin Gordon. You can have my pick. Let's go. And he's like, nah. I was like, all right, you know what? There's Dalvin Cook. He falls into my lap. Boom. And I drafted Dalvin Cook in the third round, and I'll stop there.
There you go. See, it worked out for you.
I'm sweating, Scotty.
In the end, it worked out. I love Amari Cooper this year. I'm not excited that the Raiders re-signed Seth Roberts. I tweeted out yesterday.
The architect.
That, you know, everybody says that Michael Crabtree is what caps Amari Cooper. It's really been Seth Roberts. He's gotten five touchdowns the last 2 years. Yeah. And that's because if Amari Cooper had, say, 8 touchdowns each of the last 2 years, or 8 and 7, I think we'd view him a little differently. But this is a 21, 22-year-old. Now he's 23. I think this is I think the breakout is coming. I think he blows up.
Yeah, I think Carb's going to throw enough that, like, you know, maybe Roberts could get a few, and, you know, Crabtree will still get his. But, you know, to your point, you know, I know trading's fun for you. You probably, even though you were stressing, you were probably having a lot of fun with it. You know, that's why you sound like you play in the league you do. For me, if, like, Gordon was gone, I just would have taken my next running back and would have been done with it. Okay, I'm not getting Melvin Gordon, but in the end, it worked out. I mean, to me, I wouldn't have personally sweated it, but, you know, we're different people, and it sounds like you actually had fun sweating it out and trying to make a deal.
No, I was stressed out, Scott. Fun. I was stressed the hell out. No,
so why did you, just take the next running back after Gordon was gone and say, okay, you know, that's it, I'm done with it.
Would you have been happy with Carlos Hyde as your number one?
Oh, God, no.
No.
Who was your next running back on the board after Gordon was off?
At that time, it was Jay Ajayi.
So why don't you just check Ajayi and be done with
it? Because I like Gordon significantly more than Jay Ajayi. And I felt the value of the Amari Cooper, the Dez Bryant, the Doug Baldwins was just higher than Jay Ajayi. And everyone always says take the highest guy on your board. And maybe I wouldn't have taken Amari Cooper. I would have taken Brandon Cooks if it was really for me. I would have started Cook Thomas and just started with the old Saints. But I was trying to make this trade, and I was trying to make this trade, and I knew this guy liked Cooper.
I think that was your one mistake.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Relying on somebody else.
Yeah. Not that I didn't like Amari Cooper.
No. I understand, but you, like you said, you changed maybe off a guy. I have no problem with the start you had.
Right.
But, you know, then you relied on this guy who was flaky on it.
As
the
it turns
whole time.
Out, yes.
Yeah. You just never know. And then if you would have ended up with Cooks, you would have had, you know, look, like he said, the start was very good, but could have been even more beautiful. It's like, I can't worry about other teams. You can't worry about other teams. You know, you just would have said, okay, Gordon's gone. That's it. I got to move on.
Where did Freeman go?
Devontae Freeman went 9. 1-9, which is what I thought. I mean, I would have drafted Devontae Freeman if he was there at 1-10. And it just
I assume you, because I know you're a big one.
Yeah, it just didn't happen. So in the third round, it's Dalvin Cook, and I get to the fourth round, and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to have the most fun young team. Well, not fun, this guy. I'm just going to have the young team, and I'm just going to have a lot of fun with it. You know, I'm getting in on the sexy players. I usually am boring, whatever. I put Joe Mixon in the fourth.
Okay.
So I got Cook and Mixon as my starting running backs.
Nice.
Cooper and Thomas as two of the receivers. I'm like, okay.
I like it.
We're rocking
team,
here.
Yeah.
Sounds like a Matt Modica team.
This is all I'm thinking about during this draft. It was I have this Matt Modica team, right?
The Wall Streeters.
I'll just keep going down my team. We can talk about the board in a little bit. So then the fifth round comes back. I was like, okay, now I have my two running backs. I have my two wide receivers. Now I can go anywhere. And I wind up going wide receiver. I get Manny Sanders in the fifth. I get Devontae Parker in the sixth. And I'm like,
nice.
We are rolling right now.
Cooking with gas.
I'm feeling good. Come back in the seventh, I'd like a running back. And I wind up going.
Let me ask you, why didn't you flop that turn, that Sanders-Parker turn?
Why did I pick Sanders instead of Parker?
Yeah.
I thought that
it fitted your
Sanders
team better.
I thought Sanders is the PPR guy. Sanders is the PPR guy.
Yeah, I think everybody's like, I don't get why Sanders goes so late. I mean, look, he's the top 20 wide receiver like every season. So
because people are looking at him and they're thinking there's no upside with the quarterback situation, and people want to draft for upside.
So I had that was really what I'm. You know, I don't know why I did that. Sanders was two spots higher on the board, on my board. That's why I did it. So I did Sanders Parker. I came back around. I drafted Theo Riddick as my next running back. I was excited about that. I love Theo Riddick. I picked Jameis in the eighth for you.
Nice. Corey,
I tried to build a Roto Experts team here. You told me not to draft Corey Davis to the 10th, so I waited till the 10th. I drafted Corey Davis.
Very good.
Nice.
I got James White on the squad for you, Matt. I'm literally just trying to build teams to make everybody at this table happy. James White, my tight end, Hunter Henry. So there you go. Jonathan Williams is on this team. That's for you as well. Devontae Booker is on this team. That's for you. I literally tried to build a team that would make the three of you guys proud.
Who's for me?
Eddie Lacy in the 38th round.
I don't have anybody.
No Cooper Cup?
I missed out on Cooper Cup.
All right, so you made these two guys happy.
I missed out on Cooper. I tried to get Cooper Kupp.
Scott, you like who I tell you to like, Scott.
Come on, you know who I don't. You know who I don't like? Who I, Scott. You know who I don't like? I don't like you. Okay, I don't like you. Okay, how's that?
So I came out of there feeling young. I felt happy. I felt strong. I'm pretty happy with this team.
Yahoo
gives me a C-.
Forget Yahoo.
That means you won the draft.
Yeah, forget Yahoo.
That was exhilarating.
We don't win drafts. We win leagues.
That was exhilarating. All right, we're going to come back. Yeah, I want to talk more about the draft because this is the average draft. This is your average league draft. 12-team, your friends, your buddies. How did it break down? We'll break down next for you on the Road Rap this morning.
It's the summer, but you can already feel the howl of the winter wind. You don't want to go to the beach. You want to break out that heavy coat and head for the stadium parking lot because nothing makes you feel warmer than football season. But you don't have to wait for the calendar to flip a few times at rotoexperts.com, where fantasy football season has already started. The award-winning team at Roto Experts has you ready for the new campaign with the return of the exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package for 2017. Packed with tons of in-depth insights from the industry's top experts, we get you fully prepared for a championship campaign with a deluxe draft package that includes projections, strategy articles, sleepers, busts, a cheat sheet generator, and so much more. And you're guaranteed additional access throughout the regular season. So put your gloves on now, even while it's hot outside, and get into mid-season form. Go to rotoexperts.com and register for the 2017 Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. Enter code FREERADIO at checkout for a very special discount.
We're back here on the Roto Experts in the Morning Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Like I said, exhilarating. That's the word I had to use in regards to my draft last night. So I wanted to, like I said, I know, Corey, you're making a bunch of industry league drafts on the Fantasy Football Frenzy coming up later today. And I think this was like the...
I'm going to look at the difference between a high stakes league,
right,
and an industry league. Because I got Jake's draft board, Jack Seeley's draft board from last night. I got Seeley's draft board from last night.
30,000 people know what my real name is.
Oh, yeah, I know, right? And then Madika's going to send me his over. And I can already tell you without even looking at the one Madika's going to send me, it's going to be some differences. Because I'm looking at this one right here that Jake sent me, and I see Todd Gurley at 210. And I guarantee you, and the one that Matt sent me, Todd Gurley's going to be probably 112.
No, Todd Gurley went 211 to Matt Modica and Roto Gut.
But still, it's a very good pick by you. I like that.
Yeah, when you see this team, it's going to be a different looking team than the ones I've drafted.
Nice.
Well, as I said, so Todd Gurley in my league last night goes 111.
I don't see. You see how his thing is all over the place.
An NFFC cut line on Sunday, Corey. He went 1-6.
I'm telling you, you got people that are starting to value him like they did last year. All of a sudden, you know what I mean? And I don't blame him. But if you can get him with Jeff Ratcliffe got him last night, or where Matt Madika got him last night, I'm fine with that too. But if you want to pull him up to one, I'm cool with that too, because you see it's a discrepancy with the running backs at the back end of that first round. Because I think when people take Melvin Gordon, they're kind of like, do I really want to do this?
I thought so. To me, it was after Melvin Gordon, do I really want to do this? That was that cutoff.
I feel you on that one.
That
too
was the cutoff.
After Gordon Freeman, where you at on McCoy? Scary right now, isn't
he? It's scary. Yeah. I'll tell you what. I have Jonathan Williams everywhere. I own Jonathan Williams in every league I'm in.
Yeah, and I have McCoy. You check out my first round guide, rotoexperts.com. I don't have him in the first round. I got him at the beginning of the second. I tell readers, he's not going to fall there in a lot of drafts, but that's where I would take him. So you may not end up a lot with him on a lot of your teams if you're following what I do.
You know what I found interesting last night? It was the Gronk conversation. You know, like, Corey, you always talk about the mouse in the house. Someone's going to pull up Gronk, and someone's going to take Gronk. And we talk about it every day, so I didn't believe it, you know? And the dude takes Gronk at 2-2. He takes Gronk at 2-2, and the rest of the room goes, oh, man, that was a good pick there. And I was like,
that was a horrible pick.
Like, what is going on?
That's not a good
pick.
You
might have been sarcastic.
No! He's like, I really like Gronk this year without Edelman, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what the hell is going on? And when that happened, I was just like, I was out of whack. I was totally lost when he did that.
It's the frat boy mentality when it comes to Gronk. You know what I'm saying? The frat boys want to have a piece of Gronk. They want to have him on their team.
You know
they want to party with him. They want to go on the boat with him.
So,
they want to live his life, so they put him on their team. So, and I'm like, this is crazy.
I don't think it's so much that. What do you think it is, then? I think it's knowing there's no Julian Edelman and knowing that the upside, obviously, with Gronk is just so immense. And he is, when healthy, along with Jordan Reed.
And it's here by himself.
It's so much better than everybody else and what he can do and what he can provide that... Here, I'll bank on the health here. And of course, when he misses six games, you're like,
it just does a disservice to your line. It does a service to your roster,
especially if you take a quarterback in the first round.
That's a death nail right there. But it does a disservice to your roster when you put that much stock into one play to a tight end who is one position to fill. You got to play two and three running backs and wide receivers. You got to start knocking off those guys first. Don't worry about that tight end. Is Gronk a difference maker? Yes, he is when he's out there and he's healthy. But how many? But in the end of the season, how many championship teams gonna have Gronk on it?
I don't think too many.
Look, Courtney makes a lot of good points because you only have to start one tight end, and you know, compared to the rest of the positions, look at the overall position. You know, the production. Travis Kelce, as good as he is, doesn't score a lot of touchdowns. You can wait for Jimmy Graham in the sixth or Greg Olsen in the seventh if you still want like a top ranked tight end. And to Greg's point, it's like you never know what's going to happen ahead of you for sure, as much as you try to predict what's going to happen. I was in the NFFC cut line on a Sunday, and I'm saying to myself, this is the NFFC. I expect real serious players. Ooh. And you know, sometimes you do get the mouse in the house, even in an NFC draft, or you get somebody to really hire a player and aggressive, and then you see Todd Gurley go 1-6. I was like, wow, that's rich.
It is rich, you know what I'm saying, Scotty. But people are starting to come to on Gurley because it's optimism with the situation in Los Angeles. I'm looking at Matt's draft board from last night. First rookie running back to go off the board, Scott. Guess who it was?
I'll say Kareem Hunt.
Greg?
Joe Mixon.
It was Kareem Hunt. And guess where he went? 2-1.
What I
do notice about this draft, Matt, the bell cow theory is in full effect this year. Mm-hmm. Everybody is taking a running back in the first two rounds. And
but
everybody comes out the first two rounds, well, the first three rounds with a running back in this draft right here last night, except for one team. Everybody is coming out with a running back. Everybody wants to make sure they have a bell cow running back to attach their team to for this season.
It's funny. I'm sorry, Matt, because even in this home league that I'm in,
people want bell cow running back.
Only two people did not take a running back in the first two rounds.
Yeah, people want
a bell cow running back.
The bell cow was
but full, you got Cook
was full in effect. But as I suspected, we were picking in 2-9 here. Or not actually later than that. Yeah, no. 2-9.
Mm-hmm.
I knew the wide receivers would not be there. I knew the Baldwin, Bryant, or Cooper. One of those three I really wanted. And I would have pushed to take them over Gurley, but Cooper went 14th.
Nice. Go with whoever that guy was. Oh, genius. That's what I have to say. So I wanted to go back to the Gronk thing, because I want to tell you how that team turned out. And it's just like so ugly to me. This dude that drafted Gronk in this league, his running backs are Todd Gurley and Mark Ingram. The wide receivers are Nuke and Allen Robinson.
Say that again?
Allen Robinson and DeAndre Hopkins.
Last year's trash.
Are the wide receivers. The running backs are Gurley and Ingram.
Yeah, more last year's trash with Gurley.
And Gronk. That's
not that bad.
Right.
That's not that bad.
But if you didn't take Gronk, you would have got... See, I don't know if I want both Robinson and Hopkins. It's like,
a lot of
if
risk
you don't
on
take
one team.
Gronk, you would have probably would have got a much better number one wide receiver. And then I would have been okay with one of those as my number two.
I agree with Scott.
Yeah,
we had Hopkins available to us in the third round. I probably would have pulled the trigger there. But we chose Collins Hyde. That was the guy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have him like 16th, so we took him over Fournette and Mixon, who I have just higher than
him. Oh, you did take Hyde over Mixon. That was the question I was going to have for you this morning.
I had a partner, too. And so, I mean, I have enough Mixon.
Really?
I'm going to be picking from this spot
all weekend.
So
it's interesting that so, because obviously I sit here with you every day, Matt. So Vlad, Roto Gut, values high that much, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I have him 16th, so I have him right outside the top 15. I'm a hard guy. I've been saying it too. I know Greg's been one of the champions.
But you like Mixon and Fournette, and even Montgomery, I think, more than you like Hyde.
I have Hyde ahead of Montgomery. I have Fournette just ahead of Hyde, mixing maybe two spots or something like that.
It's interesting.
I have Hyde at 16th.
I wonder what Vlad sees is seeing in Hyde to make him
that
pull the trigger
right there. He's awesome.
Then.
I've told you this.
I mean, I like
we, have we seen that awesomeness yet?
Yeah, in the receiving game, you have.
Not really.
I think Hyde's only problem is staying healthy.
Yeah, I'm with
he's been in some really bad
new
offense the last few years.
True.
I think the Niners 12. As a team are going to be much better. Their defense is going to be much better. Look, they're not going to be a playoff team, but they'll
but they're
probably
not
going to
be
like
a pushover either. You know, they could go seven and nine.
The people in that office are learning a new system. You see what happened in Atlanta the first year. You
but
see what happened in D.C. the first year.
But here's the key.
They have a correct quarterback.
Hoyer's played
though.
In it. Garcon's played in it.
Yeah.
You know, so that's key right there. And Hyde looked really good that last year.
Hyde looks like he's picking
it up. I don't want him in the third round.
No,
I would have
neither.
Look,
but.
I would have been... I know I'm the high guy on Diggs. I would have had no problem taking him in the third if I had to. I wanted Diggs on the
team. I think you see Diggs more in the third than you do Hyde in the third.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was more of a thing where I...
You like Greg?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll tell you when you're done talking. I don't want to interrupt you.
No. It's fine. It was basically between going with Hyde, Fournette, and Mixon at that point. And he was more comfortable with that. I'm fine with Hyde. So
Fournette in the fourth round, I'm buying that. If I get that this weekend, I'm buying that as an RB2 because he's practicing right now quietly, and everybody's still continuing to let him drop. I know that situation in Jacksonville, it stink. You know what I'm saying? But I can't let if he cut 4-2. Wow.
Yeah, no. I would have possibly taken him at 3-9.
Yeah, that guy's going to be a workhorse.
I can get down with that. As an RB2, if it don't work, it's not going to kill me.
Yep.
Look at the team in this draft right here. The team that started with Le'Veon Bell took Gronk in the second, Aaron Rodgers in the third.
So here I am. So along the same lines, Corey, the dude that is in my – that had Le'Veon Bell, he traded up for Brandon Cooks in the second. Great, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then he took Aaron Rodgers in the third.
Yeah.
Greg Olsen in the fourth. CJ Anderson in the fifth.
See,
Rob Kelly in the sixth.
This is what happens when you do that. Now, the guy that did it in this one may have a little bit more experience. He put it together a little bit better with Jarvis Landry, Willie Snead, and DeSean Jackson as his wide receiver.
That's not like...
No, that's not egregious. That's not terrible.
It's not great
either.
That's not a good receiving crew. I don't like
Jarvis to catch 80, Snead to catch 80.
Where's Willie Snead, man?
DeSean Jackson has scored 9 touchdowns.
That team does not have a number one wide receiver.
This guy Le'Veon Bell. Le'Veon Bell could be the number one wide receiver on that team.
That's true.
It's no doubt true.
Can't play two positions.
It's amazing. So I'm looking at the teams that are the first and second pick in this in my league.
Give me a first and second pick. I haven't had a first and second pick anywhere.
Same.
I will hammer it. Let me get David Johnson and Le'Veon Bell. That's criminal.
I told you what the team with Bell had. I got to tell you the team with David Johnson. I'm excited to hear about it in this league, too, because these two teams are egregious. It's unbelievable. Let's talk about it next here on the Roto Experts.
Quarterback to receiver hookups, running back depth analysis, rookie values in dynasty leagues, deep sleepers, training camp battles. These are just a few of the in-depth features you will find inside the 2017 RotoExperts.com Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. And it's power-packed with so much more, including fully sortable player projections and a custom cheat sheet generator. Plus, you get a full year of in-season coverage as a bonus. Get the Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package now at RotoExperts.com. Enter free radio at checkout for your special discount.
So, as we just said, zero shares anywhere in Le'Veon Bell and David Johnson, right? Like that would have been fun. And we would have rocked it if we had those spots,
We
right?
killed it with that spot.
Let me tell you the team that had David Johnson.
All right, I'm listening.
Started out David Johnson.
Ding.
Came back in the second, picked T.Y. Hilton.
Okay.
You're okay with that?
I'm cool with that.
On the turn, he starts T.Y. Hilton, Lamar Miller.
Oh, that's horrible.
Let me continue. It is unbelievable. You're going to freak out. In the fourth round, comes back as T.Y. Hilton, Lamar Miller, and David Johnson so far.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Reed.
Not bad, but he needed a second wide receiver to protect T.Y.
How is that second wide receiver of Sammy Watkins?
Oh, that's not going to protect T.Y. T.Y. got to protect Sammy Watkins.
And then he picked a bunch more wide receivers, which are actually very good. Pierre Garçon, DeSean Jackson. Mm-hmm. I think it's Jordan Matthews, Duke Johnson, quarterbacks Cam.
Duke Johnson I do like a lot.
I'm like, what are you doing?
That team will win the league. Watch.
Duke Johnson, Lamar Hitt, Lamar Miller, and
David Johnson.
And T.Y. Hilton, all from same neighborhood.
Are they in Miami?
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. So I looked at those first two teams. I just
Lamar Miller sucks though. He's not like the others.
You know, it is funny seeing trends. Right, we talked a lot of the BFFs, which is knowing your league and kind of knowing trends. This one guy drafted the entire team he drafts every year, literally to the T. Demaryius Thomas, Larry Fitzgerald, Martavis Bryant, all on the same team. He does it every year.
Does he win?
He has.
Okay.
But the same team that he won with 4 years ago.
Let me tell you something. I have a couple teams that look like teams I had last year. I don't mind putting the band back together again.
So
a lot of people don't like to do that.
True. Yeah, but you last year Lamar Miller was your keyboard player and you kicked him out of the band.
Scott, do you mind putting the band back together? Well, you don't win chips, so you probably want to switch up.
I've never won a championship, Corey.
No, yes. Let me ask you, honestly
although
speaking,
I had about 19 when I met you.
No, honestly speaking, though, do you like putting the band back together again? She's a cutie.
You know what? When I say that one league has nothing to do with the other, one season has nothing to do with the other.
I agree with that.
If it happens, it's coincidence.
I do agree with that. One season has nothing to do with another, and it's completely true. But it's very hard to get bad taste out of your mouth for people. I'm not saying it's me.
It's true.
But for an average player, it is very hard to get the bad taste of a player out of your mouth. And for me, that's Randall Cobb, right? I've said this many times. Randall Cobb has burned me each of the last 3 years, and I'm just so uninterested in drafting Randall Cobb. Last night, he went in the 7th round as a wide receiver, too. Like, he's somebody's wide receiver, too.
No, that's a bad idea.
And I'm like, what is going on?
He could hit, though, Randall Cobb. This season, Randall Cobb could really hit.
Yeah, but he's got to be a wide receiver 4 for me. Yeah.
You know, I feel you.
Put him on a bench and take the chance.
Exactly. That's what you do. You put him on the bench, and then you work. And then if he hits, you work him up. But don't draft him as a starter. But he could hit this year. I got to get off Davante Adams. I got him in 60% of my leagues already, and I don't like how Dr. A was talking about him. So I'm like, all right.
What did Dr. A say about him?
Thank you, Matt. He was on the show. He's a high risk, high reward play. Davante Adams has injuries that if they start to hit, you know, he's going to be missing time. More or less, he was lucky last year to play as much as he did because his health is not at peak level.
I'm going to have to go to rotoexperts.com and look at his player card because it's got inside injuries info now. You look at rotoexperts.com now, I have a new article up about our new player cards that even have the inside injuries information.
I love that.
Right,
I'd love to hear that, Scotty.
Go to rotoexperts. There's a new player search box in the top right. You can search any player.
Who runs rotoexperts.com?
I do.
You do an excellent job with that, Scotty.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Good to meet you.
That's why they brought me here.
Where did Chris Hogan go last night in this draft, Matt?
Please don't let my head explode.
In the middle of the 6th round.
No, he did not.
And
in my draft,
he went in the middle of the 7th round. And I'm just like,
people are losing their mind on Chris Hogan.
That's what I said. I go,
losing their mind on Chris Hogan.
Exact quote, Corey. You are losing your mind on Chris Hogan.
Well,
what are you doing?
The person who took him in my league is a former NFFC primetime champion.
Who is it?
I don't want to give him.
Okay, yeah, that's right. The bag is on it. Yeah, I don't like it. You feel what I'm saying? Chris, that's way. Chris Hogan should probably go about 7 rounds after the round 6.
I agree.
Hogan is not. What is Chris Hogan going
to
do?
So I said this. So I asked him this. I go, what are you expecting Chris Hogan to do in the 7th round? And there, hold on. There's a person that picked 2 picks later is like, oh, man, I want Chris Hogan. I'm like, what am I missing here? I said, what the hell am I missing with Chris Hogan? I go, this is a guy. I go, do you realize he is not the same receiver as Julian Edelman just because they're the same race? Like, I said this to him last night. I go, do you realize this? He goes, yeah. He goes, tell me. This. How do you think they're going to line up? I go, honestly, they're going to have Brandon Cooks on the left. You're going to have Danny Amendola in the slot. And you'll have Chris Hogan on the right. And he goes, I agree. I go, so then what the hell do you want Chris Hogan for? And he goes, well, without Edelman, the target share is going to go
up. It's not going to be like that.
What? See, but that's the difference, though. It's like you said, do you realize? No, they don't realize. It's like
he did.
They don't study it as much as you do.
No,
it's like a natural reaction with a lot of people that just like, okay, the targets have to go somebody. I think they're going to get spread all around.
I look, Chris Hogan in the playoffs was money. And I agree. I think he's going too high. I would like him if he was, or maybe like two rounds later, I'd really like him. I think James White's the big beneficiary here. I really do.
So I was astounded. So he texted me overnight, of course, defending this Chris Hogan.
I'm looking at another draft board from last night with Chris Hogan in the seventh round.
This is insane.
This is crazy.
He said Chris Hogan's 2016 game log, when he played at least 60% of Patriots snaps to Tom Brady, he averaged 13.5 PPR points per game, finishes about
in 2016.
This is what's going to happen, okay? People are going to have this, you know, these beliefs that, you know, just don't work into the schemes. And then when he make a wrong pick or a wrong move, they're going to try and defend it because they have the player on their team. There's this guy that I've been going back and forth for with 2 days on Twitter, right? Very nice guy, but he's got a Raiders avatar, all right? His name's Rob Jackson. Listen to the show.
Yeah.
He traded Kareem Hunt for Derek Carr, right? And I said... He said, how do you think I did? I said, I think you could have got much better than Derek Carr. And he starts, you know, going on with all these Carr stats that he got out of the Raiders media guide, you know, and that he's going to be the MVP and stuff like that.
Carr could be the MVP.
Why he doesn't like Hunt. He's slanting it because
he's a Raider fan.
He's a Raider fan, and B, he's made
on
the
team.
Move already.
You're right, Scott. And you don't
people will play up. If somebody's drafted, they listen to the show, Corey, you know this, and you talk negative about a player they drafted, they bristle because they don't want to hear the negative about somebody
they
drafted.
And here's the thing. I agree. Derek Carr very well could be the MVP of the NFL. He's not going to be the fantasy MVP. Kareem Hunt could be the fantasy MVP. You feel what I'm saying? So don't get that mixed up. This draft board I'm looking at, this is Jake's draft board from last night in the Going Deep joint with people that should know better. Chris Hogan goes off the board at wide receiver 42. After him goes Kenny Britt, Adam Thielen, Tyrell Williams goes after him, Jordan Matthews goes after him, Mike Wallace, John Brown, Kevin White. I mean, all guys that have a more defined role. Rashad Matthews goes at Chris Hogan goes as wide receiver 42. Rashad Matthews goes as wide receiver 52. We are not doing it right. If people are doing this at this time of year and we're going into Labor Day weekend, that means we failed.
Three rounds later for Chris, Rashad Matthews and Chris Hogan in my league too. Three rounds later, and I cannot understand it. Say
crazy. It makes no sense. It makes absolutely no sense. You're drafting a player that don't really have a role. Yes, he's going to have some big games here and there, but it's not justified where he's going at in draft.
When are you going to want to start Chris Hogan?
Never.
That's the question.
Never.
Never. Never.
You're not going to feel good about
never,
that.
Never, ever.
Forever, never.
What up, Ted Finn Jr.? Ted Finn think these ducks is coming to get him. You notice that?
I've got some people that say they like the name Ted Finn Jr., but they like the original name of Roscoe.
Oh.
Yeah.
Shout out. I think it was Rob Jackson that said the name of the fish Roscoe.
I thought it was you.
No,
I
somebody
heard it from you.
Somebody on Twitter told me. I think it might have been Rob Jackson.
He would have wanted to name Derek Carr.
All right, what do we got, Greg? Let's get into it.
So we're getting into it. I thought that I had the decision last night in the 10th round, Corey Davis versus Rashad Matthews. And that was a decision I knew I was going to have at some point. They're basically back-to-back in my rankings. And I played the upside. I played the upside with Corey Davis. I was like, let's have fun here. I don't know if I made
playing the You're playing the long game with Corey Davis.
That's what you told me to do.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And I don't have a problem doing it. And I think everybody this weekend should do it and leave Chris Hogan on the board. I'm looking at Jake's team from last night because I'm kind of bouncing around all over the place. I like what Jake did last night, though. Mm-hmm.
I have a question, Corey. Is this a super flex?
This is a super flex. I think it's super flex. I think you start, if I'm not mistaken, going deep is a super flex where you start three running backs, six wide receivers, and two tight ends, if I'm not mistaken.
That's new for you, right?
Long game. You're so immature, Greg.
I found it interesting. I want to get into the top of the next hour. I want to get into Jarvis Landry a little bit more, especially with the newest report coming out on him. Is Matt, are you seeing him pretty consistently go after Devontae Parker at this point?
Yes. And
do you agree with it?
Going? I don't have a problem with it. I mean, I've done it. I like Landry, but I do think the system is going to change. I don't think he's going to be someone that's just going to totally disappear from this offense. I don't believe that. But I do believe the roles are changing.
He's a fourth-round draft pick now, Devontae Parker. Jarvis Landry's a sixth-round draft pick.
And so, like last night, they went in the same round for me. Both went in the sixth. As I told you, I took them in the sixth.
Oh, they both went in the sixth.
I took Parker early in the sixth. Landry went a little bit later on in the sixth.
Good job.
So I think there was pretty good value.
That was excellent pick right there. You got him in the sixth. Now, I wouldn't be surprised this weekend, honestly. If you see a draft board where this happens, please tweet at me. Please send me this so I can lose my mind. I guarantee you, this weekend, you're going to see draft boards where Chris Hogan goes ahead of Jarvis Landry.
Insane.
It is. And even with Landry, the league investigating him, the whole Devontae Parker thing and the trade rumors, he's still a bigger part of his offense, even though it's a lesser offense.
You know, there is, when we come back, we hear the Roto Experts at the Park with the King. We'll come back, top of the hour, number two, get more into these picks of what we're seeing in drafts. We're also going to preview all of the last preseason games as of tonight. It's coming your way over the next hour or 2 hours here on the Roto Experts. Good morning.
In 2016, Scott Engel predicted an impressive second season from Melvin Gordon. Jake Seeley recommended Jordan Howard. Bobby McMahon forecasted a Jay Ajayi breakthrough. George Kurtz saw a big year coming from Matt Ryan. And Joe Galina picked Rishard Matthews as one of his top sleepers. These predictions turned fantasy owners into champions, and the same crew returns this year with more savvy calls in the exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package at rotoexperts.com. Don't miss the calls that create winners. Register now and enter free radio at checkout for a special discount.
All right, that is Sports Radio Network. Roto Experts in the morning. King, Modica, Angle. That's you. Also, Corey's here, too. we went through Scotty was obviously at Big League Impact earlier this week. Spoke to Aaron Judge. Spoke to his boys, CeCe Sabathia and Don Patatas. And we're going to hear from those guys right now, Scotty.
Yeah, BigLeagueImpact.org. The New York Mets draft is actually Tuesday, September 5th. If you'd like to get in and help play fantasy football with your favorite baseball players, David Wright and his teammates, to benefit great causes, you can check the site for drafts in your city nationally. They do some absolutely great things through fantasy football. And I was in Yankee Stadium this week, and you can actually watch the video versions of these interviews with Aaron Judge, CeCe Sabathia, and Dellin Betances on the FNTSY YouTube page right now. And here's a clip from my interview with Dellin Betances and CeCe Sabathia, asking what it's like to play fantasy football with the fans to benefit great causes.
I mean, it's always good once, you know, you're doing it for a great cause. I think it's awesome. That's why we signed up for it. Obviously, Adam Wainwright, what he's been doing has been awesome. Matt Holliday told us about it, and we signed up for it right away. You know, I had a lot of fun, picking my team, and I guess it's a preparation for the draft I have with the team next week.
Yeah, that was Dellin Betances, and you'll hear more from him and CeCe Sabathia in the video. Go to the FNTSY YouTube page this morning. And a lot of fun trash talk between Betances and Sabathia. And Betances, who was in the league with Clint Frazier, drafted a really good team. You know, he's very experienced playing fantasy football. He got Ajayi, Dalvin Cook, and Kareem Hunt all on the same team, Greg.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Yeah,
it's very very fun, and it's funny to me, Scotty. I was listening to that clip there, and Big League Impact's been on for a while. I know you've been going to the Mets every year for Big League Impact.
Since 2013, yeah.
You know, it's 4 years now.
Yeah.
And we talked to Adam Wainwright on the show before about this. And you never went to the Yankees, right? Like, you never went to the Yankees. They were never into it. And as soon as Matt Holliday got there this year, it was him that told them, listen, this is a really good cause for charity. Like, you guys got to get in on this. And
yeah,
all of them were just immediately like, yes. I thought that was really cool. I also thought it was really cool that they were talking about, Dellin Betances talking about, he's like, I got to get ready for the team draft next week. So
they have their draft on Labor Day, actually, their clubhouse draft. And you know, I was talking to people at the FSTA yesterday, and I said, this is amazing what our industry has done. You know, Big League Impact, they're actually, like, improving and saving lives through fantasy sports.
Right.
I think it's absolutely incredible what they do.
It's awesome. Will you be going back to Yankee Stadium on Labor Day?
No. Who knows? You know, maybe I'll get a call or whatever, but, you know, Labor Day is actually my birthday, so...
Oh!
Yeah. Yeah, so, and I have a draft scheduled for that day. It really depends, but I will be at Citi Field next Tuesday covering the event. Anybody who's going, I hope to see you out there.
Will you be taking off Labor Day for your birthday?
No.
Really?
No, we have a show. I have to be here. People are drafting.
I understand that, but it's Labor Day. It's your birthday. I was like, I would understand it.
Yeah, but I have to be here. It's the season. You know what I'm saying? It was like I was growing up. It's like, oh boy. It's like, you know, my birthday's already around the first day of school, and sometimes it was the first day of school. Mm. So, you know, I used to be in there.
All right, it's very nice of you, Scott. You're really helping the people. They need you, and you're going to be there. You're going to be there for them.
That's why they brought me here.
That is, in fact, why they brought you here.
Yeah.
You mentioned a couple moments ago, Jarvis Landry, the NFL investigating him, much like they investigated Ezekiel Elliott. The cops found nothing. The Dolphins were aware about it, and nothing happened. And now all of a sudden, the NFL's searching into Jarvis Landry. At some point, domestic violence is a very, very wrong thing to do. And it's a horrible, horrible thing to even get yourself involved in. That being said, at some point, if the cops clear you, does the NFL really have the right to do this? I mean, they have the right by the CBA, but
immediately, like, I dropped him a few spots in my ranks because you just don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah. We'll talk more about our leagues here. We got a lot to do. It's the Road Experts in the Morning on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.